everybody. Good morning. This is Mike Williams. Oh, man, it is early. If you can hear it in my voice, it is so early, but I'm up, and I'm up for you guys. We had some scheduling conflicts this morning, and I truly didn't want to miss doing a call, so I said, you know what, the best thing I can do is pre-record the call. Get up a little early, dial in, right, do a recording, and then have it ready for you guys by noon. So that's what I'm doing, you know, because it's all about prior planning and preparation, right? Well, see, I pledged, and we used to say prior planning and preparation for present piss poor performance, right? So the six E's. So I prepared for this, right? And we're here making things happen. For those who are new to this call, this is your first time calling in. I apologize that you aren't getting me live, but if your first time you're calling in, we are building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win. Because no matter what, winning is about what we think about in between our two ears. It's what we focus on in between our two ears, our mind, okay? How we're thinking, how we're taking on circumstances. Are we beating ourselves up, or we're coming up with solutions? Are we blaming and being victims, or we're tapping into our power and being our best, most powerful self each and every day? See, that's the difference between someone who's successful and not successful. The person who's successful takes every punch and keeps moving. The person who's successful falls on their butt, gets up, and keeps moving. The person who's successful can take 10,000 plus no's and still keep moving. The person who's successful, and this is actually what we're going to talk about today, the person who is successful gets paid what they're worth. I don't know if you know anything like most of the people on the call, you might have a job. Maybe you don't have a job. But if you do have a job, you know, you ever hear people complaining about not being paid enough? They're not being paid enough. But you got to ask yourself, on whose standards are you not being paid enough? See, your boss thinks he's paying you enough. Right? He thinks that your salary is enough. He thinks that he's being fair by giving you what he's paying you. But you're saying you don't make enough. But yet, those people who complain about not making enough, and guys, I hope you can hear, you might hear the raindrops because I'm driving. So I apologize, but you should be able to still get the message. So those people who complain about not having enough, right? They aren't willing to do anything to be paid what they're worth. See, what successful people do, they say, well, you know what, I don't get paid enough, and now I'm going to make some changes so that I can finally get paid enough. And what most people do, they either negotiate with their job, you know, if that's possible. And I'm telling you, you want to get yourself on a commission-based situation. You want to get yourself on some type of percentage structure because now it will finally become unlimited, right? The income you can make is unlimited. That's why sales professionals, they're some of the highest-paid professions in the world, in the country, because there's no limit to what they can earn as long as they perform. And that's the key word. Perform. How are you performing in your current business? Because most people that are on this call, you're into network marketing, you're into online marketing, you're into developing businesses of your own, but maybe you're not getting the results that you want, and you got to ask yourself, why aren't I getting those results? And the number one reason why you aren't getting those results is performance. You get paid based on your efforts. If you don't put in the daily tasks every single day and do them passionately and consistently, you're not going to get the results that you want. So understand, whenever you come into, you know, you start to look at your bank account, you start to look at your commissions, and you say, oh my God, I'm not getting paid enough. You got to then ask yourself, how am I performing? What am I doing, and what am I not doing? You've already got the tool. You've already got the vehicle. Now it's going to take you digging deep and doing things and going above and beyond to earn the commissions that you seek. Because as an entrepreneur, nobody's going to hand you anything. Just know that, right? Nothing's getting handed to you. Okay? People who make $1,000 a day, $30,000 a month, $300,000 a year, people who make these type of numbers perform, and they perform consistently. And what's cool about the industry we're in, when we perform consistently enough, eventually we won't have to work as hard because we would have taught several hundred other people how to do exactly what we do. Right? See, as a business owner, you are now leveraged. Okay? See, when you weren't in business for yourself, or if you're on the fence of being in business for yourself, there was no leverage. It was you working 8, 10, 12, 16-hour days, not being able to leverage the hours of other people. But see, in business, you can leverage the hours of other people, okay? So I can only work with so many hours in a day, but me plus another 10 people times 10 hours, that's what, 100 hours? Right? That's 100 hours that can be worked on in a day. Wow, I can't do 100 in a day. But 10 people, right, times 10 hours a piece is $100 in a day, 100 hours in a day. That's called the power of leverage. Once you understand the power of leverage, I think you'll start taking your business a bit more seriously, right? But let me tell you something. It's going to start with what? See, I can tell you all the different tips and tricks in the world, but it's going to start with your belief system. How much do you believe that you can build a business that leverages other people's time and efforts? How much do you believe that you can lead people in order to build the business to leverage other people's time and efforts? How much do you believe? Because the belief system is going to allow you to get up in the morning when you don't want to and still perform 110%. The belief system of what you do and the belief system of the people you're working with is going to get you going and motivated each and every day. It's your belief system that's going to take you from point A to point B, from where you are to where you want to be, guys. The belief system, it starts there. It starts there. Understand that you have the power to build a business, to build a business that leverages other people's time and effort. So today's message, I want you to get that. Get paid what you're worth, right? Or shall I say, you only get paid what you're worth. You only get paid based on your performance. And trust me, this is the type of arena you want to be in, right? You want to force yourself. You want to put yourself under that pressure to be successful, right? They say what? They said when you crush coal, you get diamonds, right? Diamonds are made under pressure. You want to be made under pressure. You want to work under pressure each and every day. I'm not talking about being under the pressure of stress, but being under pressure that, hey, if I don't do this, I will not get my reward. I will not get my reward. So you want to start putting yourself in that position that you have to get this done in order to be successful. Every morning I make sure myself is accountable for what I need to do. And I share that with my team. See, it's not my job to keep my team accountable. It's my job to make sure I'm accountable for my own actions and efforts, and I get consistent enough that they get it. See, if I focus on doing two a day, if I focus on hitting the numbers, and if I continue to grow, guess what? My team members will start to say, well, geez, maybe I should start working. Maybe I should start doing some things. Maybe I should start getting some stuff done, right? See, your success is based on your performance. So as much as you perform, your team will decide to perform. They're always watching you. They're always seeing how hard you're willing to go. They're always looking at how much you're going to put in, right? They're going to see how many calls you're making. How many pieces of content you're creating? How many business contacts you're contacting? They're always looking at you, the leader. So as long as you're performing at your peak potential, every single day, you won't have to worry about getting to a day. You won't have to worry about hitting your numbers and growing substantially each and every day. Guys, this is a game of numbers, so we have to perform each and every day to hit those numbers, right? And I don't want you working 16 hours a day talking about that's going hard, because I'm pretty sure, you know, if you work in your business 16 hours a day, right, I hope that within those 16 hours you're doing a lot of income-producing activities, profit-generating activities. There's a difference between getting on Facebook and contacting people and offering your product and or service versus goofing around on Facebook all day calling that marketing, right? There's a difference, a huge difference. So I want you to start separating your profit-generating tasks from your BS tasks. Okay? Because your profit-generating cash literally should only take you a few hours in a day. And then you can BS on Facebook. Right? Get the profit. So, number one, you're going to start leveraging yourself. Right? By either getting in business or start understanding that you already have the power of leverage in your hand. You already signed up for something that you can leverage other people's time and efforts. Number two, your performance is everything, okay? Focus on the performance. Practice being at your peak every single day. If you got to tap into a day where you was your absolute best and most successful, tap into that day again. Bring up that feeling of how you felt that day. Bring up the smells. What did you see? What did you hear that day? What got you going? And get yourself back into that state and perform at your peak. Potential. Okay? And number three, make sure that everything you're doing, right, each and every day, everything you're doing it for the team, right? You're being consistent for the team, right? You're hitting your numbers. You're focusing on your accountability. You're making yourself accountable. That's number three. Make yourself accountable for yourself. You can't focus so much on your team, right? Because they have the same trainings and they have the same stuff that you have. You got to keep producing until you get into that position where you can then break down and focus on the team. So you got to produce and be that $10,000 a month guy or girl, and then people will start listening a lot more. You understand? So focus on that, guys. Early morning call here. Early morning call. Giving you guys some strategies. I want you to understand that what you have in the palm of your hand is very, very, very powerful already. Right? If you're on the edge or you're already in a business, somebody introduced you to this call because they wanted to help you. They wanted you to help. Nah, they wanted me to help you change your perspective about the business, the industry, about what you think you can and cannot do with your life. You can structure your life the way you want to structure your life, but you got to start believing that. You got to start accepting that, right? You got to start believing that you can get these things done. You got to understand that you're no different from other people who've already done it, okay? You're a special being. You have a special talent, and eventually you will tap into that talent, and that talent's going to take you a long way. It's going to take you very far in life, and it's going to help you affect so many people. It's going to help you to deliver so many value to so many people's lives. It's literally going to change your life and the people around you. But you got to keep tapping into it by working, by changing your thought process, by hopping on this call Monday through Friday, getting the gems and tools that you need to maintain your focus, to keep pressing forward. Okay? This is a game of mindset. If we aren't in the right frame of mind, we will not win at this game. We got to constantly be in self-development. We got to be constantly transforming our life each and every day, transforming the way we think, right? Getting new strategies to cope with the mediocrity of the world, right? We need these new strategies each and every day so we can move forward and be winners, so we can continuously win, win, and win. But until you have the mindset to win, it's going to be a tough battle. You're going to constantly be battling the negativity of everybody around you. But until you develop that mindset, the negativity around you won't mean anything anymore. I'm here to tell you, my friend, once you change your mind, you will change your life. Once you change your mind, you will change your pockets, right? Once the perspective has been shifted, the income will increase. It's very, very simplistic, guys. Success is right here in your mind. Success is on these calls, these type of calls, these type of hangouts. Success is here, the community of people, all right? Because remember, we're building the greatest community of people, developing the mindset to win. It's in these communities. It's these type of people you want to lock arms with and be around. This is your peer group, guys. Love your family, but choose your peer group. Absolutely pick your peer group, the people you need to hang around with each and every day, the people who are on your thought wave, right? The people who say, you know what, screw mediocrity, I'm moving forward and I'm going to be my absolute best. It doesn't matter what you say, what he said, what she said, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get it done today. I'm going to get it done this year. This is my year, 2013. I'm going to make things happen. I'm just going to walk around with a glow all day, every day, because that's how powerful I am. I'm going to be able to literally attract anything that I want into my life, because that's how awesome I am. That's what my son says all the time. My son, he walks around, he says, I am awesome. Right? I said, and you definitely are awesome. And he walks around just with this confidence about himself and what he can do. And then everybody just to go back to being a child when we used to dream so much. We used to be so excited about life. When you can go back to that position in your life, right, as a child, and just have these thoughts of being just wonderful and powerful and awesome and get things done. Take yourself back to your youth. Take yourself back to when you used to dream. What happened to those dreams? Take yourself back there. Be a child again. Be a child again. This world beat us up so bad. It made us forget the dreams that we had. It made us forget the success that we wanted and that we knew we could get. I'm telling you, friend, you can be a child again. You can come back to that again. You can get those feelings again, and you can get them now, right now. And I encourage you to do so. I encourage you to go back to being a child. I encourage you, my friends. You want updates? Text motivation. 77948. That's motivation. 77948. Stay connected. 77948. We're gonna do some magical and powerful things together. We're gonna develop our mindsets together, and we're gonna do some powerful things together. We're gonna build the greatest community of people developing a mindset to win. Me, you, and everybody else that's gonna get on this call with us. We are not playing any more games. People need this. People need this. They need to be changing their perspectives every day about what they can and cannot do in their lives. They need to get this information to start making some changes, guys. This is Mike Williams. Text Motivation to 77948. I love you guys. Tomorrow we go live once again. And I'm going to bring the heat as best as I possibly can, because that's my purpose. My purpose is to help you shift the perspective of your prospects, of your team members, to shift their perspective, to get them to have a breakthrough, to bust through limiting beliefs, so we can start producing. So we can start producing and creating the life that we desire. See you tomorrow, same time. Later.